that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Aristotle, and then the scholastic tradition after him, states that virtue is its own reward. And its own reward because St. Thomas says it makes the person, it helps a person to act well as it perfects the individual. St. Thomas says that mortification and fasting and things of this sort are actually virtues. Even though they're acts, they're also virtues. Now, most people do not engage in mortification because of what the spiritual writers call the horror of suffering, which is after the fall, man shrinks away or avoids suffering because of the pain and ardor involved. St. Thomas also says that there is the virtue of magnanimity. Now, magnanimity is the virtue by which one seeks after excellence, and pusillanimity is its opposite vice, in which one seeks after not the excellence, but one's comfort. That is, one doesn't want to do things that are difficult in order to become great. The excess in relationship to magnanimity, that is when someone pursues something which is beyond their excellence, and this pertains to pride. But the point being is this. Most people are not great of soul, that is, magnanimous, precisely because of the fact that they are unwilling to engage in mortification, because the virtue of mortification being an excellence makes us great. It is unfortunate that most people choose pusillanimity. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.